make me more. Wash me through, create in me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
This is Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you for the Now Network broadcast. It is an honor to be here today. The Bible declares, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who have delivered you from the hands of the enemy. Oh, bless his name. I'm excited today. The Lord has a special word for his people. Oh, bless his name. God is worthy to be praised. Today, my topic will be the love of a shepherd. I know many are going to be celebrating Valentine's Day tomorrow, but I want to talk about the love of a shepherd. My scripture will be coming from the 23rd Psalms. Get your Bibles out. Get your pens out. Take notes. I believe the Lord has a word for his people. I give him honor. I give him praise. I give him glory. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you, Lord, lifting up your name, lifting up your goodness, your mercy, your grace, oh God. Lord, I thank you that you are you are my strong tower, oh God, that you are a lily in the valley, oh God, that you are a refuge, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today. We give you honor for who you are, oh God. Lord, I ask you to look upon those who are listening today, God. Lord, I ask that you just feed them with your word, God. Lord, I thank you. I glorify you, Lord. You said in your word to lay all our burdens at your feet. Because why? Because you care for us, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you are a caring God. We thank you that you make a way out of no way, God. Lord, I thank you. I give you praise and give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Today, again, my topic will be the love of a shepherd. It will be coming from the 23rd Psalm. I know the Bible talks about four different types of love I want to expound on. It's about maybe like eight or nine of them, but I want to expound on the four that the Bible talks about. The first one is agape love. Agape love is the highest type of love that God has for mankind and the type of love that we should have for God. The Bible said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish and have everlasting life. The Bible also declared that no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his sheep. Oh, bless his name. God is an awesome God. Thank you, Lord. He's awesome. He's an awesome God. He's a good God. He's a great shepherd. That's why we're going to talk about the great shepherd today. Oh, thank you, Lord. He's worthy. God is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised, saints. He's worthy to be praised, saints. He's worthy to be praised. God is worthy to be praised. I cannot keep saying it enough. He's worthy to be praised. He's so good. The second love I want to talk about is phileo love. And the phileo love is like a brotherly love, a type of love that's unconditional. A type of love that if our brother wrong us or offend us in any type of way that we're so eager to forgive them. The phileo love, like, brother, you know, I know that you wronged me, but I forgive you. I love you. I phileo you. I forgive you, brother. So the type of love, phileo love, is a brotherly type of love. The third love is stretch love. It's a type of love a type of love that we show towards children, a type of love that we show towards elderly people. I'm asking the Lord to send more storage love to the convalescent home. I think if a lot of people that worked in the convalescent home would have that type of love, it would be less violence towards the elderly. We hear all the time that a lot of the elderly are being mistreated in the convalescent home. And what they need is the storge love, which is the love, the type of love the affectionate love that we have towards our elderly or towards our children or other children. That type of love is called storge love. The next love, the hero's love, is a sexual or a romantic type of love that one has towards one another, the male and female should have towards one another. I want to go back because the Lord is tagging me with this. The type of love that God loves unconditionally. I have to keep saying that. God came to die, not just for just you and me, but he came to die for the white folks. He came to die for the black folks. He came to die for the red folks. He came to die for the brown folks, the yellow folks. He came to die for the dope dealers. He came to die for the dope users, the gang members, the prostitutes, the homosexuals, the lesbians, the thieves, the murderers, the homeless, the child molesters. He came to die for many, 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 many people. He came to die for the whole world. The Bible said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And as I was reading this, I could see myself once was in that number there that I read. And I just thank God for him saving me, that he came to die. The Bible said that while we was yet sinner, in Romans 5:8, Christ died for us. He committed his love towards us while we were yet sinners. So I just thank him for calling me out of all that mess, calling me out of death. Oh, hallelujah. Calling me out of death into this marvelous life. Oh, hallelujah. That's that agape love, that when you was once a sinner, God had patience with you and he called you out. He called you out. He said, no, this one is mine. This is my sheep. This is my sheep. He's coming. He or she is coming into the sheepfold. So God agape you. He agape you. He loves you with everlasting love. Oh, bless his name. Oh, I just get excited when I begin to think about what God has brought me from. Many times we think that we know what true love is. The Bible talks about in 1 John 4:7, love one another for love is of God. But do we really, oh my goodness, I was teaching my children this morning that love begins right here at home first. How can you not love your brothers and sisters and you go out there and say that you love someone else? Oh, I'm talking to somebody today. Love begins at home. God so loved the world that he gave his life. He gave his life for humanity. He gave his life for me and you. And so we want to talk about love today. And so in the 23rd Psalm, David describes the Lord as his shepherd. You see, David knew what it is to be a shepherd, or what it took to be a shepherd, because him himself was a shepherd. David was a shepherd. The Bible talks about it in John 10:11, that Jesus describes Jesus as being the good shepherd. Also in Hebrews 13:20, 1 Peter 5:4, it talks about Jesus being the great shepherd. So he's not just a regular old shepherd. He's the good shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. He's the great shepherd. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. God is worthy to be praised. I'm just excited in my spirit today, because sometimes we don't know what love really is. And I was once, I felt like that in like you. I was about 10 years old when I came to California. And I grew up in that age for 10 on up without a father in the home in my life. And so I didn't really know what a healthy love was, and because I was never really taught what a healthy love was. And so until I met Jesus, oh, hallelujah, until I met him, when I met Jesus, I knew what true love was. I knew that he loved me unconditionally, in spite of my faults, in spite of what I have done. God loves me. And so what God is, what he wants is for us just to he wants us to choose him. God wants us to choose him. We have to say, thy Lord, that God is our husband. You know what I'm saying? We have to get to a place where we are content within God. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but we have to get to a place where we're content in God. I hear so many people say, you know, I'm lonely, or I don't feel love. Well, God loves you. God, you know, I travel a lot, and a lot of time I travel by myself. And when I go to many places, and when I go, I say, Lord, come on, you going with me? You going with me, Lord? I thank you, because we have to get to that place where we need the alone time with God. Oh, hallelujah. We have to get to a place where God is our everything, that we're content just in the love of God. Oh, bless his name. Psalm 23 declares, the Lord the Lord. It's personal. David, when he wrote this, it was personal. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Somebody needs to listen. I will fear no evil. Why? For thy God are with me. Thy rod and thy staff that comforts me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And then he sums it up and says that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm going to take a look at the Hebrew word shepherd. The Hebrew word shepherd is Jehovah Rahi. It means that he's a shepherd, that he protects. I'm talking about Jesus, God. He directs, he leads, and cares for his people. Also, Jesus is patient. He's a patient shepherd. He's patient. He says, it's not his will that none to perish, but all to come repentance. He's patient with his children. He's patient with his sheep. As a good shepherd, he laid down his life for all people. The job of a shepherd is to take care of a sheep. His primary responsibility is the safety of the sheep. Psalms 55 and 16 declares, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. He take care of the sheep, saints. The shepherd keeps the sheep from eating poisonous plants. And see, I'm talking about the shepherd has been Jesus, and I'm talking about the sheep in the church, the bride of Christ, the saints. He keeps the sheep from eating poisonous plants, things that's not physically and spiritually healthy for the sheep. The church has to be fed, I'll tell you, saints, has to be fed on the word of God, the food, the manna, the word of God. He keeps them from eating poisonous plants. They have to be fed on the word of God. The word that gives life, the food that sustains us, the word of God. The word of God that we eat on every day, saints. The bread of life. It says that the sheep, the church, the believer eats anything else it may not agree with its system, because the sheep digestive system only digests the word of God. I have to say that again. If the sheep, the church, the believer eats anything else, I mean false doctrine, eats sin, it would not agree with its system, because the sheep digestive system only digests the word of God. Matthew 4:4 says that Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Matthew 5:6, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The shepherd, I'm talking about the job of a shepherd, also is responsible for feeding the sheep. I'm reminded of David when it says, I have never seen the righteous forsaking, nor his children begging for bread. The shepherd is responsible for feeding the sheep. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but God is responsible for feeding you. He says in his word, he'll never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Also, many shepherds must be on call for the animals around the clock. See, we serve a God that neither slumbers nor sleeps. We serve a God that's up 24. He's around the clock God. Oh, bless his name. All we have to do is talk to him. He's right there. He is your shepherd. He is your provider. He is your protector. You know, wherever he go, we follow. When we see a good shepherd, what do? We follow the good shepherd. He also protects the sheep from the enemies. Oh, somebody needs to hear what I'm saying today. God is protecting you from your enemies. Your enemies may come and try to devour you. God's protecting you right now. Don't be moved by what you see. He also, I said, the sheep from his enemy, the coyotes, the wolves, the mountain lions, the bears, the shepherd protects them from all. I don't care how big that giant is in your life. God is a protector. He will protect you from your enemies. I don't know what enemy is trying to come up and to devour your finances, devour your health, but God said he's going to protect you from your enemies. Oh, bless your name, Lord. God will protect you from every enemy that may come up to devour you. The enemy may come, but God, hallelujah, will lift a stand against him. The Lord will lift a standard against him. Don't be moved. Don't be fearful, because that God is fighting your battles. In John 10:11, I am a good shepherd. The good shepherd giving his life for the sheep. John 10:14, I am a good shepherd and know my sheep. See, God knows you. He knows you by your name. God knows you by your cry. He knows you by your prayers. God knows you. He hears you. He knows when you pray to God, God knows your prayers are distinct. He knows you by the words that comes out of your mouth, by your voice. He said, I know my sheep, and I'm known of mine. Hebrews 13:20, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of an everlasting covenant. He's our everlasting covenant. 1 Peter 2:25, for ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returning to the shepherd and bishop of your soul. God is married to the backslider. You was walking with God, but then you strayed off. God is calling the backslider. He's calling the backslider that has strayed off. He's calling the prodigal son to come on back home. He said, but are now returning to, now you have returned back, sheep. You have returned back to the bishop of your soul, your first love. You didn't call God. God called you. God created you. You have a purpose for your life. God is calling you to come on back home. Don't be weary in well-doing. You shall reap if you faint not. We have to be still and know that we serve an awesome God, that we serve God is a healer. I don't know who I'm speaking to today. God is a healer. I don't care what the enemy is trying to tell you in your mind. I don't know what he's trying to, all the lies that the enemy is feeding you in your mind has caused you to have a stronghold. God is a healer. You have to begin to stand on God's word. God is loving. He's a loving God. Deuteronomy 6:5 said, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all our soul, and with all our might. You see, we need to get it right. We need to love the Lord. Not the things in this world, but love the Lord. Matthew 22:37, Jesus told the Pharisees, Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. God has constantly said it over and over in his word of God. This is how we should love the Lord. With our heart, with our soul, and with our mind. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he see, we hear that scripture so much to the point that we don't have, there's no power in that scripture. It's power. It's power in God so loved the world. It's power that he gave his only begotten son. Sometimes we take that scripture as being common. No, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him, believe, you have to do something. You have to believe in him. And you shall not. We have to stand and trust God. John 15:12 said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Oh my goodness, God is awesome. He's a loving God. And Romans 5:8 said, but God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for us. He died for me and you saints. God is a loving God. And so as the world reflects on Valentine's Day tomorrow, you think about the love that God has shown you, that he gave his life that you may be saved. You think about, you know, many might feel they're lonely. No, 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 no. You get in the presence of God. Spend some alone time with God. He's right there. God is right there. With his stretched out arm waiting on you. God wants a fellowship with you. God wants to spend time with you. He wants to agape you. God loves you. Lord, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the word of love. Lord, we ask that it plant into you, to the hearer's heart, into their mind, into their souls, Lord. Lord, we give you praise today for your goodness. Lord, we thank you that you have reigned on the just as well as the unjust. That you love us with everlasting love, Lord. Lord, I ask that you look upon those that are listening this evening. Many have need, Lord. Many may have pain in their body, Lord. We ask that you look upon them this evening, God. We thank you that you are the great and good shepherd, Lord. That you are the chief shepherd, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you gave your life for us, Lord. And Lord, we give you praise and glory in your name. In your name, Lord, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Worship you.
from the inside out. Me.